So in a meeting that I had with one of our clients a few weeks ago, we sat down and we talked about community and building a community. And one of the things that was said in this meeting by the client was, we really need a 5-year plan of where we're going with our community. Now, setting aside the ridiculousness of the idea of having a 5-year plan when you're talking about the internet. You know, who could have imagined how things would have been 5 years ago in terms of social media in particular? It's this idea that you as an organization, when it comes to community, you as an organization lay out the plan that we're going to build a forum and it's going to have this feature and then we're going to do this and then we're going to do that. To some degree, that undermines the very essence of community. A community needs to be driven by the community, not by you. So the features and functionality and technology that underlies the community shouldn't be defined by you as an organization. It should be defined by the community itself. So start simple. Start with a mailing list store or just something very simple, comments on a blog or whatever, and allow the community to decide what is added to that. And as the community grows, they'll express a need for certain functionality or certain things they want. And you need to respond to that. And it applies not even just to tools and technology, but content as well. If you really want to engage with your community, then you need to be scratching them where they itch. And you need to be answering the questions that they've got. So I really believe it's important to allow your community, put your community in the driving seat, and that you facilitate them, you're facilitating your users.